Thursday morning, coming to you live from the center of Bolito on 88 FM and streaming worldwide via our apps and our website. The voice of Bolito. That was Lily Allen, Not Fair, with Crosby, Stills and Nash. Wasted on the way. Ahead of that, off the album Daylight Again. Now, I mentioned to you that on the extended version of the Thursday morning show, I'd be in conversation with a young dancer. In this case, her name is Hannah van den Baselaar Smith, and she is playing the part, if you can imagine this, in a ballet or a dance, a work of art, of Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie, in an upcoming touring production of Private Presley, the ballet, coming to Milkwood Theatre over the Valentine's weekend. Welcome to the morning show, or the extended morning show. It's lovely to have you in the studio, Hannah. You just need to say hello or something like that, because this is radio. We can't see you. All right, let's get into it. You're a dancer.
Yes.
And you're now cast in a role, in a performance, and you're still, well, you're still at school. And this must be quite an experience for you. Huh? Maybe let's go back a little bit. How long have you been dancing for?
I've been dancing since I was 3, but I've always loved it.
And what inspired you to dance? Often, and the reason I ask this is often dancers and performers come from families of dancers and performers. Is this the case with you?
No, that's not the case with me. I found dancing and I just loved it from the start.
From 3 years old, someone spotted your talent and said, ha, this is going to be a star. So where did it all begin? Where did you get your first taste of lessons and the world of dance?
I just danced in my living room, and then we found a studio.
Have you always lived in Bolito?
Always lived in Bolito.
So finding a dance studio in Bolito, well, I suppose clearly you have, but it wasn't... Bolito, a couple of years back, wasn't exactly an artistic capital. There was very little of the arts in Bolito. Has it changed?
Yes, there are many studios now. They're all very good.
And where do you train? Where do you? Is it training or is it? It's what do you call it when you go to a studio?
Training, practicing. Ah. Yeah, but I train at Studio K with Courtney Koopman and Savannah Perry.
Okay. And you're doing a ballet curriculum, are you? Because there are various different forms of dance.
Yes, I do ballet and I also do AIDT Modern, but I compete in a bunch of different styles as well.
So it's not just limited to the classical ballet form?
Not really, no.
I know you need tremendous discipline to be a ballet dancer in particular, and you need to conform to all sorts of requirements. There are height requirements and there are weight requirements. Are you finding that pressure yet or not yet?
No, they're not really weight requirements and height requirements anymore. It's basically if you're good, you're in.
Okay, so let's talk about that. The show that you're in now, or that you will be in shortly, did you have to audition?
I went to a competition called Socopa. And there was an award for a scholarship for an intensive week to dance with prima ballerina Angela Ravi and Jorge Wade. And I won it. And then I did an intensive program and I went backstage and watched the incredible show. And then they asked if I would like to be a part of it. And
wow. So clearly, I mean, it was a lucky break for you, but clearly you're very good at what you do. So let's talk about the show. Private Presley, it's the story of Elvis Presley in his earlier iteration, during his military career, if one can call it that. What is the storyline?
It's just his life from when he met his wife and when he had his daughter, and it's
Is it the kind of show that you think that I would enjoy?
Everyone would enjoy it. It's amazing, the technique and the lifts and the turns, everything's just amazing and so entertaining to watch.
So it's a ballet. For those listening, thinking, maybe on the Valentine weekend, we should take the family. Is it family friendly? Is it something for the whole family to enjoy?
Definitely. I think a family would love to watch it.
Okay. That sounds curious. How do they tell the story? Are there any spoken words, or is it purely through movement?
No spoken words. It's all through ballet and music and just performing.
But it's Elvis Presley's life story, so is there any kind of rock and roll involved in the ballet?
Yes, there is. There's a lot of rock and roll, ballet, contemporary. It's a mix.
Wow. Sounds extraordinary. How many shows are you doing?
There are three, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of February.
Tickets available, I believe, at Web Tickets at the moment. And it's happening at the... Which theatre? Help me, Milkwood. Where is Milkwood Theatre?
Somewhere around Durban, I think.
Okay. So if you go onto Web Tickets and look for the show Private Presley at Milkwood, there will be seats available over the Valentine's weekend. Interestingly enough, I mean, I've got a few notes about the show. It's presented by Mzansi Ballet. And it's the reimagining of the life of Elvis Presley. So it's an imagination that they've put together, which comes to Durban's Milkwood Theatre from the 13th to the 15th of February, featuring international star, how do I say it, Jorge Wade, or George?
Jorge
Wade. Okay.
Yes.
As Elvis, along with South African prima ballerina Angela Revy. Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
And my very special guest, Hannah van Baarsela. Is it van den Baarsela or van der Baarsela?
Van den Baarsela Smith, yes.
Okay. And I think it's going to be an absolute, well, a tour de force. You've got some international stars. You've also been selected, by the way, to the finals in Cape Town of the SA Ballet Competition. Tell us about that.
It's in Cape Town. It's called SAIBC. It's a very prestigious ballet competition, and I can't wait.
So, what are you competing for?
To win, and you get scholarships, and there are people that come and recognize you from dance companies.
So, it's a big deal.
Yes.
What are your chances?
I'm in the 13 to 16 category, I think, so I'm at the bottom of the barrel, but it would be a good experience. To see what professional life is like.
Clearly, looking at the way you've gone about your ballet career so far, your dance career so far, you've had lots of training. You're obviously very dedicated. You love it. That's terribly important. And what do you think the future holds? Do you want to be a dancer?
I've always dreamt of being a prima ballerina, and I've had my heart set on dancing with the Paris Opera Ballet.
Wow. Well, you know what? I reckon if anyone's got a chance of their dreams coming true, it's you, because you've got the magic. And I'm so excited for you. It's just wonderful seeing someone that is at the beginning of a career, but passionate about the fact that you want to dance, you've dedicated yourself to dance. Is your school supportive?
Very supportive. Yeah, they do a bunch of iSTED vids, and they celebrate your achievements. They're really nice.
And you're at Ashton in Ballito?
Yes.
You enjoy the school and the curriculum, and
it's
they give you a chance
school.
I
love it.
Well, then that's marvelous. I think supporting the arts is just as important, if not more so, than supporting sport in our beloved country, which is sports crazy. We understand that. It's good to know that things have changed to the point where the school is now celebrating your success and holding thumbs for you all the way for the competition and the show coming up in a couple of weeks' time. Are you ready for it?
I'm definitely ready and excited. And a little nervous.
Uh-huh. Well, that if you're not nervous, you're not alive. That's for sure. All the pros tell you, if you're not nervous, there's something wrong. You need that nervous energy. But as long as it doesn't cripple you, and I'm sure it won't in your case, you seem extremely put together. So thank you for joining me on the extended morning show on 88 FM. Huge success to you. We'll be holding thumbs for the competition, and we'll see you at the Milkwood Theatre over that weekend. I can't wait to see you in action. There are certain pictures that I have in front of me of you in various balletic pose in full costume. It looks sensational. Great form, great line, great focus. And clearly, this is a young lady that is going places, and we can't wait to follow your journey. Thanks for joining me again.
Thank you for having me.
And the music continues.